Chapter 10.
General Kenobi, you're clear to land. Hangar Bay 5, ready to proceed to Teth on your order.
Air Group Control, Jedi Cruiser, Spirit of the Republic, Tatooine Space.
Monastery Building, Teth. A sage Ventress had taken some years to fully understand that information was as much a weapon in war as the lightsabers on her belt. She understood it fully now as she watched the espionage droid 4A7 edit the holocam record of events in the Hutlet cell.
"This," said 4A7, "is elegant proof of a saying they have at HNE News."
"How do you know anything about Holonet News?"
"The media are an integral part of intelligence, ma'am, whether they know it or not. Sometimes very helpful, too."
"Whether they know it or not."
"Indeed. Feed them convincing information, and they do our job for free."
Ventress studied the recording intently, keeping an eye on the chrono. She didn't have long to put this evidence together. She knew the sections of hologram she needed, and now it was just a matter of editing them together in such a way that they appeared to be one continuous event.
"So, what is this saying they have, then?"
"That every audio receiver is a live audio receiver."
4A7 paused the recording and magnified the image. The little Togruta Jedi was frozen with Rata the Hutt in her arms.
"Meaning that you should assume anything you say is being recorded to be used in the most inconvenient way. They catch many unwary senators that way, I gather. They chatter too candidly when they think the audio recorder is switched off."
Ventress suspected that 4A7 enjoyed his calling. She didn't feel that her conditioning to want something very badly, justice, a different kind of galaxy, some way of putting her terrible memories to rest, was all that different from whatever lines of code controlled this droid's motivation.
"Any innocent conversation can be edited to look less innocent than it is."
"But if the speaker is especially careless..."
4A7's manipulators moved at lightning speed and tapped codes onto a small keyboard.
"See if this is the effect you wanted. If this is satisfactory, I'll adjust the edit points so that the recording appears seamless. Just a matter of blurring the transitions so that there are no embarrassing jump cuts."
Yes, he was as pleased with himself as any droid could be. Ventress watched the edited sequence and understood why. Anakin Skywalker and the Togruta child, Ahsoka, stood outside the cell, seen from an angle just above their heads. The security holocam image had a frame at the bottom with a record of the local time, moving forward by seconds. Skywalker's tone was surly.
"They all smell like that. He's a Hutt. I hate them. We won't be able to destroy them if we don't grab his kid."
The two Jedi walked into the cell, disappearing from vision for a moment, until the next holocam inside the cell picked them up, with a screaming, obviously terrified baby. The time code had jumped.
"Come on, let's get him out of here."
The Togruta bent over Rata and picked him up. Then a clone trooper walked into the cell.
"That criffing Hutt is honking, sir. His dad must need a decomposing nerf as an air freshener. Can we stow him in the cargo bay?"
The Togruta put the baby in a military backpack with some difficulty. Then Skywalker turned and walked out first, face not visible, but voice clearly audible.
"Yes, let's get out before I change my mind.